Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Wednesday, April 24th, brought to you by EyeSight Drone Services. What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields, unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you? All right, our weather today is going to be a nice one. Sunshine and 67 degrees for your high. Well, don't be alarmed when you hear tornado sirens sounding today. Many cities are taking part in a statewide tornado drill as part of North Dakota Severe Weather Awareness Week. Full system test of the outdoor siren warning system in Grand Forks will start at 11:15 this morning. Now, people are encouraged to conduct a tornado drill to practice their tornado sheltering plans. When sirens sound, you should turn on local media and follow directions from local officials and National Weather Service. Crews will also be checking individual sirens and briefly activate them for routine maintenance from April 25th until May 1st. Well, Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says America Crystal Sugar Company violated several air quality conditions, including releasing more hydrogen sulfide and particulate matter than its permit allows. The MPCA says America Crystal failed to properly operate multiple pieces of pollution control equipment and dust control systems and failed to identify corrective actions. State officials also say the company failed to continuously operate air monitoring equipment for up to 40% of the required time during the second half of 2020. And missed four quarterly equipment inspections since October 2021. Now, in addition to paying a $350,000 fine, America Crystal will complete a series of corrective actions to satisfy conditions of this enforcement action. Well, the Federal Highway Administration has approved the new interstate interchange in Grand Forks. According to Mayor Brandon Buchansky, interchange will go to I-29 and 47th Avenue South and is the first interchange to be built in Grand Forks since the late 1960s. City says 47th Avenue South was chosen based on the requirement that new interchanges relieve future traffic concerns. Congestion on 32nd Avenue South was the main basis for the interchange, and an interchange further south wouldn't have been justified now or in the near future. City of East Grand Forks Council is going to take another look at establishing a special bow hunt to help reduce the number of deer in the greenway. Over the years, the city has received numerous complaints from residents about the animals eating shrubs and gardens and causing traffic crashes when they run into the road. If approved, that archery hunt would be held November 15th through the 24th. And we've got more news for you right after this. Saturday, May 4th at the Alaris Center, the Valvoline Tire One Toughest Monster Truck Tour Championship Weekend, presented by Sleep In, will return to the Alaris Center. This is the event that will determine who the 2024 Tour Champion will be. This year's event will include the return of 2023 Tour Champion Tailgater, making the effort to defend his title, plus several others, including Dirt Crew, Maximus, Dozer, and at least one never seen before at the Alaris Center. This is the premier monster truck event that always includes lots of big dirt jumps, old school crush cars, and racing that's just as exciting as the monster truck freestyle. Stop into Valvoline Instant Oil Change on South 38th Street the day before the event to see a monster truck, get free pit passes, and register to win free tickets too. The Toughest Monster Truck Tour begins at 3 p.m. Saturday, May 4th at the Alaris Center, brought to you by Valvoline Tire One. Well, a previously lost 12-string acoustic guitar that belonged to the late John Lennon will go up for sale at an auction in May after it was recently found in the attic of a home in Britain. The auctioneer said Lennon played the guitar, which is expected to exceed its estimate of $600,000 to $800,000 on the Beatles' 1965 album, Help. Guitar was lying in an attic and was rediscovered by the current owners during a house move. Finally in sports, Jaden McDaniel scored 25 points, a 10 for 17 shooting. Minnesota pulled away from Phoenix in Game 2 of their Western Conference quarterfinal series in Minneapolis. Mike Conley and Rudy Gobert finished with 18 apiece for Minnesota, which seized a 2-0 lead in the best-of-seven series. Timberwolves won by double digits despite a subpar night from Anthony Edwards, who shot 3 for 12 from the field and finished with 15 points. Game 3, by the way, is Friday night. High school baseball yesterday, West Fargo Horace beat Red River 3-2, Wahpeton beating up on Central 8-3. East Grand Forks over Thief River Falls Goodrich 13-1. Today has that remake game of Grand Forks Red River and Grand Forks Central. That game will be at 4:30 this afternoon. Girls High School softball rose over Eastside 9-1 yesterday. Sacred Heart beat West Marshall 18-7. Red River over Fargo North 13-7. And Shanley beating Grand Forks Central 10-7. College softball today, UND hosts Minnesota Crookston at 3 o'clock. Finally, Major League Baseball, the Minnesota Twins have now won 2 in a row. Yeah, they beat the Chicago White Sox 6-5 yesterday. White Sox and the Twins play again tonight at 6:40. And that's your morning update, brought to you by River Cinema 15 and the Shire Barn Grill. Hey, make the River Cinema 15 and the Shire your next dinner and movie destination. They're in the River Mall in East Grand Forks. Either dine inside the movie memorabilia packed restaurant, the Shire, or take your meal to the movie you're attending. Some of this week's featured attractions are Abigail, Civil War, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, Shrek 2, the 20th anniversary. Get tickets for just $5. In fact, find the complete showtimes online at rivercinema15.com. And don't forget about Tuesday, $5 movie specials all day, and $5.50 senior matinee specials Wednesdays and Thursdays. River Cinema has luxury recliners and expanded concessions, and now they serve adult beverages and is family-owned and operated. Well, Shriner Greg Bryson stops in at 11 o'clock today to talk about the Shrine Circus, which will be in town this weekend. And make sure you tune in, all right? And make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us. Grand cities are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.